Today on Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer, we are looking at Psalm 119, verse 44. Listen to Psalm 119, verses 41 to 44. And let your mercies come upon me, O Lord, your salvation, according to your word. And I will have an answer for the one who criticizes me, since I trust in your word. And do not utterly snatch from my mouth the word of truth, for I have put my hope in your decrees. And I am resolved to keep your law continually, forever and ever. Whenever we hear the phrase, keep God's law, I think we tend to interpret that exclusively as obey God's law. But we need to remember that God's law in Psalm 119 and in other places, especially in the Old Testament, is simply a synonym for God's word. When we remember that, then we will realize that keeping God's law is broader than just obeying his commands. It also means preserving and treasuring his gracious promises and his forgiveness. Here, you keep this, someone might say, as they put an heirloom or some other precious thing in our hands. God does the same thing to us with his word and with the eternal life it gives. And our response is this verse. I am resolved to keep your law continually, forever and ever. We pray. Lord, my resolve is one thing. My acting upon my resolve and my faithfulness to my resolve is another thing. Use the very thing that you have entrusted to my keeping, your holy and saving word, to make my godly resolve ever firmer and to enable me to do what I have resolved. Let nothing move me from your word, centered in Christ Jesus, my life, my Savior. Let it be the ultimate treasure of my heart, forever and ever. Amen. Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer is a podcast of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Winter, South Dakota. To learn more about Trinity's ministry, or to provide feedback about the content of this podcast, you can either email me at trinitylutheransd@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.trinitylutheransd.org. Until next time, thanks for listening.